St Peter's School in Cambridge has today revealed details of child sexual abuse at the college and apologised to former students for cases stretching back decades. There are 19 individual notifications of historical abuse between 1936 and 1981 relating to 8 former staff members. Board Chair John McCaskill-Smith described the abuse as a detestable betrayal of trust.
Today has been a big day for us, and we are reaching out to our community, the St Peter's community, and we are apologising for historical cases of abuse that have occurred to students while they've been in our care. It came to our attention in 2018 through a number of historical notifications that perhaps in the past the school hasn't always done the right thing in terms of investigating and taking a survivor-centric approach to ensuring that people are safe and listened to and supported through these difficult kind of times. We are truly sorry that the school let you down at the time that you were here and that it allowed, in some cases, the abuse to occur. And we are truly sorry for that. And we would like to reach out and provide you with the support that we can today to ensure that you and your family can move forward.
Joining me now is old boy of St Peter's School, Cambridge, Peter Otway. Hi, Peter.
Hi there.
What was your reaction, Peter, when you heard this news?
Well, I was actually shocked because in my time there's no hint of any problem at all. And even in the years afterwards, I'd heard nothing at all about any abuse. But I did meet an old boy last year who surprised me by hinting that he'd been abused in some way, but he didn't go into it at all. And I thought, oh, it's just a one-off or maybe exaggerated, and thought nothing further about it. So I was actually shocked today to hear on the news that there's an investigation taking place. I'd just like to say that in my time, there was no hint that I was aware of any abuse. The discipline was very strict. There's no doubt about that, and we particularly respected the headmaster, Mr. Broadhurst. In fact, we even feared him, I would say. He was quite a personality, but you would never cross him. And actually, I think looking back on it, I learned quite a bit in self-discipline and some general obedience. So it came as a shock to hear that there have been these allegations.
What years were you there, Peter?
From 1946 to 1950.
You said you ran into an old boy who I imagine was around your age, who may have been there at the same time you were?
No, he was actually there 10 years earlier. He was one of the first when the school started in 1936.
Gosh, that must have been a very difficult conversation for him to have with you.
Yes, well, it didn't go very far. We went on to other things, and I dropped that one very quickly. I didn't want to sort of pursue it, and I thought, oh, well, it's probably just him, or he's, you know, exaggerated. And, from my point of view, there was nothing in it at all.
So he would have, how old would he be now? When you were speaking to him in his 90s?
Well, I'm 85, so he was probably about 94 now.
So how did he bring that up? I'm just curious how did he couch that?
We were just talking about old times at school and sort of comparing notes, his time and my time. But he just sort of brought it up in conversation, and as I say, we didn't actually pursue it any further. I guess I really didn't want to know about it. That's probably why we dropped the dropped that topic. So just very sorry to hear that there is this investigation going on, and I really hope it's extremely limited, whatever has turned up.
Is your friend still alive? Will you be talking with him about
this? It was a year ago. I haven't been in touch with him since. So I don't really know him. I only came across him at a reunion last year. So as I say, he's nearly 10 years older than me anyway.
Gee, was that a reunion at St. Peter's School?
Yes.
What kind of school was it?
Because it was quite different then. I mean, it's still a lovely school, but it was very much smaller. There were only about 95 pupils. And, you know, all boys, of course. The only contact we had with girls was both playing Hamilton Diocesan at hockey. Unfortunately, they usually beat us, which is most upsetting.
Yes. And so 10 years previous to you being there, the role would have been even smaller, I assume.
I think it was, yes. So it was expanding all the time, but anyway, it seemed like, you know, quite a reasonable-sized school when I was there, but, of course, now it's absolutely huge. It's almost a small town.
Do you remember perhaps your parents having any concerns about the school at all, or just nothing on your radar about it?
No, there was absolutely no hint of any problems at all like that. I mean, we all had stories of Mr. Waters because he was such a character, such a definite personality, but no hint of any abuse. Now, looking back on it, I just can't recall anything that, you know, gave a hint of any problems. So
when, in your day, were there any day pupils?
No, it was all boarders in those days.
Today, the board acknowledged and apologised for historical cases of sexual, physical and emotional abuse. That's a really wide range of serious issues.
Well, all I can say in that line is that the discipline was very strict. And I don't know if... And the music teacher was incredibly strict and had quite a fiery temper if you didn't get things right. But certainly not abusive, as you think of abuse.
When you were at night in a dormitory, and you were all sleeping together, obviously, you would have noticed over 4 years if anything was going on of that nature.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure we would have. I'm sure I would have. No, there was... I mean, we were all sort of young teenage boys by that age, by the time I left. So, I mean, you talk about things, but there was no abuse, no sign of anyone having been abused. Some of the boys had, you know, grudges against various teachers, which, I mean, it's only natural. In fact, there were one or two teachers I didn't particularly like, but, you know, it's not abuse, it's just personalities and very strict, you know, code of conduct. All I can say is during that time, those 5 years I was at school, I'm almost certain that there were no problems.
What about when they say physical abuse? Was that the cane clipped around the ear, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. Well, only Mr. Waterhouse gave the cane. And actually being lined up for the cane as I was once was far worse than the cane itself. In fact, I don't think I had the cane, but it was standing in the corridor there with several other boys waiting for it. You could hear the occasional whack. It was really quite a terrifying time. But it came to nothing. I mean, in those days, being given the cane wasn't regarded as abuse. Probably would be these days, but there were one or two teachers who were, you know, were closer to than the others. I think I would have, there was one teacher in particular that I probably would have confided in if I'd had a problem. But, called the matron, of course.
The matron?
The matron, yes. The sister in charge of the small nursing staff there. And she was like a mother to us all. But I would have brought it up if I'd had any real concerns. But apart from that, it was just strict discipline. And some teachers you liked and some you didn't. I just want to hear what the problem was. I don't know whether I was lucky or whether it was the school during my time was, back on track.
That's Peter Otway, old boy of St. Peter's School in Cambridge, and Peter was a student there for 5 years from 1946 to 1950.